This gentleman joins us each and every football Friday, our Vegas insider, and it was back to having a losing week for me for the first time since week one. This guy is in the process of regrouping. The info is always there. I know the picks are going to bounce back in a big way. He's always bringing the knowledge. He's always bringing the fire. Our good pal, the Spread investor, James Alberino, joins us here on the line. Spread, my boy, how you doing?
JJ, good morning, sir. How are you?
Spread, all is well, and I guess it's fair to say we are both doing better than the New York Giants. And Spread, who knew the Yankees and the Giants basically would see their seasons come to the end in the same week in October? I mean, that's pretty crazy, and it just goes to show what a mess this Giant team is, from the offensive line to the hideous quarterback play to a defense that flat-out quit in the second half. Out-and-out nightmare, and basically feels like I'm watching last year all over again.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the expectations for the Giants were a little bit too high from people just because of getting Barkley and getting Soldier and Hernandez. But the fact of the matter is no one thought Eli could be this bad. I didn't have any high expectations for Eli. I thought he could at least manage the game. But the offensive line is just such a disaster, and Eli's decision-making is so terrible that it's just a mess. And then seeing Odell on the sidelines, it's just tough to watch. It's just a really, really bad football team at this point.
No, you're absolutely spot on. And are we now at a point, Spread, with the Giants? Until we see something out of them, are they basically untouchable now from now until the end of this year? If they're in a spot where they're a small underdog, or dare I say they're a favorite, I feel like they're a team that we cannot go near anytime soon.
Oh, completely, because now they have a couple extra days after this game, and with the state of the locker room, I would not trust the Giants to come out and put together a good performance. It's just, they were set up to fail from the beginning by not solving any of the issues on the offensive line from the center to the right side. It's been the same we've been talking about for 6-7 weeks now, and it's just the perfect storm now.
Spread, let's get to Sunday. And last week, I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back. Even though it was a losing week, I was all over the Jets. It was my favorite play of the week against the Denver Broncos. They came out and they put together a complete football game at home. They made big plays in the passing game. The defense was frustrating Case Keenum. But we looked at it and we said, wow, this is a brutal spot for Denver. They haven't been good historically over the last 2 years on the road. They're traveling on a short week. They're coming to the East Coast. Now I look at this Jet game with everybody feeling so much better about the franchise after a week, and I think they're in a tricky spot against Indianapolis. Indianapolis with extra time to prepare. I know no T.Y. Hilton. I know no Doyle. But I love what I've seen from Andrew Luck. Do you think that the Colts could be a value play this week with a lot of people now being maybe getting back on that Jet bandwagon?
Yeah, and it's tough because the Colts have a couple extra days of prep. They played on Thursday night, and they need this game badly. They're 1-4. This is their season right now, and you've seen them play competitive ball, even against the Patriots when they were getting crushed early, as they should have been because they were so banged up. They came back and they fought, and they made it a game at the end. So I think you're going to see a good effort. They're a well-coached football team. They came close in a couple of games. They also had overtime games to the Texans. And look, it's a little bit better for the Jets to be playing as an underdog than, as a favorite here in this spot, in my opinion, coming off the win. So, yeah, I would definitely lean the Colts. It's a good spot.
Now, it's crazy to say, Spread, that the Chargers and the Browns, which was a dumpster fire game 2 years ago, I remember it well because the Browns won their first game of the year. You know it, Christmas Eve, wild spot, Browns celebrating on the field. You fast forward basically a year and a half later, I think it's one of the more appealing games of week six here as a whole because of the way the Browns have played with Baker Mayfield under center. They had the great win in overtime against Baltimore last week. And all of a sudden now the Chargers have started to look like the team that you and I envisioned going back to the summertime and going back to our preseason spot. So as far as the Chargers taking on the Cleveland Browns, is this a stay away for you in one of the more appealing games of the week, or are you going to be involved here?
Well, it's a tough spot for both teams. You have Cleveland coming off an overtime game. Those teams are 4-8 against the spread after playing an overtime game this season. And then the Chargers are flying cross country, playing a 1 p.m. East Coast game. And they play in London next week. And teams for the travel distractions, whatever they cause, teams typically don't perform as well in a pre-London spot. So it's a tough read, but I would lean towards Cleveland. They got the momentum. They're staying home after the overtime games. I like they have to pack their bags up and go somewhere else. Cleveland may just be playing on adrenaline and momentum, and why not? They're starting to run, and this is the best that football's been in Cleveland for years. And Los Angeles doesn't have Bosa back, and they beat only the Raiders, and they struggled with the 49ers, so I'm still not completely sold that they're playing their best football. It may take a couple more weeks for that, so I don't think I'm betting it, but I would definitely lean Cleveland.
Spend a couple minutes with our Vegas insider, James Alberino, the spread investor. He joins us each and every football Friday right here on The Fan. So, Spread, I was really impressed with what I saw last week from Cincinnati. Now, I, being the beloved Miami Dolphins fan that I am, it was an additional kick into the gut. Not only seeing the Dolphins yuck up a 17-0 lead, but for those of you who are invested and took the Dolphins plus 6.5, that will go down as one of the worst beats you will have in this 2018 season.
Brutal.
But, Spread, listen, I know you had it, and I know it's as bad as it gets, but doesn't it tell you something about Cincinnati this year that they were down big week one against Indy, they come back. They were down big against Miami with this look-ahead potential spot with Pittsburgh now coming up this week, and they find a way to win. Spread, I ask you, the Bengals right now, who are 4-1, they got all sorts of offensive firepower. Do you believe that the Cincinnati Bengals are for real?
I think they're a good football team. I think a lot of professional bettors out in Vegas right now are saying that they are a fraud for a 4-1 team, which is legitimate. They've had a couple of really big come-from-behind wins. But I don't think that's a reason to downgrade them so much and say that they're much worse than a 4-1 team. I think they could easily be 3-2, but I think they have a good offense. I think right now the problem is the offensive line's a bit shaky, but they have the talent all around on offense. Losing Eifert is tough. Defense hasn't been as great, but they get Vontaze Burfict back. So it's kind of a wait and see for Cincinnati. In terms of this week, though, it's a really, really big spot for the Steelers. And I think it's a Steelers or no play for me in this one, because Steelers are 2-2-1, Bengals at 4-1. If the Steelers lose this game, this will be really tough for them to come back and win a division. Steelers are 5-0 straight up the last five games in Cincinnati, so I do lean Steelers here.
Spread, this line caught my eye. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Washington, after getting obliterated, and we were both on the Skins last week, plus 6.5, was not pretty. But I look at the line now. They're a 1-point favorite against the Carolina Panthers at home. Are you surprised by that?
I think the line, the look-ahead line, I believe, was -3 for the Skins, and it drops because everyone just saw what the Skins did on Monday night. I don't think the Redskins are as bad as what they showed on Monday night. I think it was a really tough spot going against Breeze on the record-setting night for the yardage. Panthers are a good team. It's a tough spot. Redskins do need a win. I couldn't bet on the Redskins right now, though. The Panthers look like they're playing better football, but I don't know. I can't get a read staying away.
Spread, let's get to now the game of the week. And I can't wait for this. And I know the folks up in New England are going to have to set up the two TVs because they're going to have their Red Sox playing in the LCS, and they're going to have their Patriots on Sunday night taking on the hot shot of all football, the talk of all football, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Spread, I've been on the wrong side, it feels like, of every single one of these spots. I keep picking against Mahomes. I keep having egg on my face. Now, last week, it's not like Mahomes lit the world on fire against Jacksonville. That was one of those games where Blake Bortles, let's be honest, turned into Blake Bortles. So now, as you have the Patriots with extra time to prepare, Belichick's track record against inexperienced quarterbacks, but Andy Reid in the regular season having a lot of success against Bill Belichick, I think it makes for a very fascinating game and a very tough game to handicap. So as far as the Chiefs and the Patriots, is this going to be a game that you have a strong feel for?
I do like the Patriots in this game, laying the 3.5. I would buy it down to 3, -120. And Yeah, last week Mahomes was limited. He threw two interceptions, didn't throw for a touchdown. He ran one in. And the week before that, he was a left-handed pass away from losing to the Broncos. And you know, he still played very, very good football, and he's obviously amazing. There's just a way that you could contain him, and if you could score enough offense on their defense, because the Chiefs' defense, that's the whole factor in this game and every Chiefs game going forward. The defense is a disaster. They give up 5.7 yards per carry on the ground. They can't stop anyone running the ball. Their secondary is weak in a couple different areas. So that's the thing. You're going against Tom Brady in Foxborough now. You're not going against Blake Bortles, who's throwing a football off his lineman's head inside the red zone. And I think that Brady will definitely move the ball. Belichick on extra rest, 17-10 against the spread for his career. And if it turns into a shootout, I definitely want to have my money on New England in this case, especially in primetime in Foxborough.
We're chatting with Spread Investor James Albarino. We again, you're ready for week six across the board here in the NFL. And Spread, obviously we, you know, in the Northeast or for most of the country, we haven't reached the point in the year where the weather could really play a significant role. But the Rams and the Broncos all of a sudden now, I'm hearing of potential snow showers and temperatures in the low 30s. It's crazy, but it's the Mile High City. You get some wacky weather in the Mile High City. Does that potentially change things for you when you hear a report like that involving maybe the best offense or one of the best offenses that the league has to offer?
Oh, no doubt. You get a California team. Now, playing in the cold is definitely a factor, especially when you have a line of +7 for the home team. I don't believe in the Broncos. I don't want to invest too much stock into the Denver, but this is a good spot for Denver. They absolutely need this game. They're much better at home. Let's see what the Rams do in the altitude, in the cold. Definitely would not lay points with the Rams or even put them in a teaser because I don't think that they're going to lose, but they don't need this game at 5-0. They've got a comfortable lead. If there is a game that they do stumble upon, Denver is a spot where they could struggle. Just saw them struggle with Seattle last week, 33-31.
Spread, before we get to your best bets of the week, got to ask about my beloved Miami Dolphins, who will return home. They've been a much different team under Adam Gase when they played down at Hard Rock Stadium. But with their beat-up offensive line, with their center out for the year, with sitting out for the year, taking on a top-five defense in the league, that's going to be a tall order to try and keep down Khalil Mack and company. Seeing the Bears slowly but surely go all the way now to being a 3.5-point favorite, do you think this is an accurate, you know, interpretation of this line? Bears coming off a bye. Bears feeling high and mighty after smoking the Buccaneers. Do you think this is a little bit of an overreaction, or you think the Bears favored by 3.5 is reasonable?
It's definitely an overreaction. And if the Dolphins held on to that lead last week and beat the Bengals, who were 3-1 at that point, that would have been considered an impressive win. I think you would have seen the Dolphins down to probably +1.5 or +2, because a lot of people, their perception of the Bears is very high right now with how they beat Tampa Bay. But it's very hard to back the Dolphins with how many injuries they have on the offensive line. I don't see how they stop Chicago's pass rush. And I don't like backing a team that goes into a bye winning by 30-plus points like the Bears did. But this is a team with a new head coach where they stumbled a little bit out of the gate, especially offensively. And now I think they're clicking. And if that game before the bye is any sign, then that could trigger them to play even harder and more motivated for this game to keep it rolling. So I would lean Bears, and I definitely wouldn't touch the Dolphins.
Okay, Spread, now you kind of hinted at the fact that New England this week laying the 3 of the 3.5 will be included as one of your best bets of the week. But it is that time. The audience is anxiously waiting, my friend, for the Spread Investor Best Bets Week 6. What do we got?
Well, let's get a bounce back this week. I'm going Tennessee +3. I don't understand why they're getting 3 points at home in this game. Playing Baltimore. Baltimore's on their third straight road game. They lost in an overtime game, no less, to Cleveland last week. Titans are 3-0 against the spread this year as underdogs. They're a very scrappy home team. They've got a good defense. Mariota's looked pretty good despite not putting up big numbers. And the Titans defensive coordinator, Pease, was the defensive coordinator for the Ravens for years. So I think he'll have a lot of intel to share with the team. All over Tennessee, +3, and sprinkling a little bit on the money line.
So there you go. Tennessee, +3, sprinkle a little bit on the money line. He's got New England. All right, spread. What else are we rolling with?
I like Atlanta, -3 versus Tampa Bay. And I don't believe in Jameis Winston coming back and sparking this team. DeSean Jackson already said how he felt that Fitzpatrick is the better option at quarterback. Atlanta's won the last three in this series by 10.7 points per game, and they absolutely need this game. They're 1-4. Tampa Bay's 2-2. It's much, much more needed for Atlanta, and I think Atlanta will be able to throw all over Tampa Bay's defense, which does not look good. And Winston, I don't know how he'll look. He's always prone to make a mistake. This might be the week that Atlanta makes the one or two stops that they need at the end of the game.
So you got Atlanta, you got Tennessee, you got New England, and I think your final best bet of the week spread is going to be a total, is it not?
I like the under in the Jacksonville-Dallas game. It's at 40.5 right now. And for one, Dallas's unders are on a 12-2 run their last 14 games. Their offense is abysmal. They can't move the ball. I don't know what Jason Garrett's doing with some of his play calling. And Jacksonville, off a loss since last year. This is amazing. After every loss since last season, they've averaged giving up just 8 points per game on defense. So they clamped down on defense after a loss. I don't see Dallas scoring more than 16 in this game. I got this game going under.
Our good pal, our Vegas insider, James Alberino. Check him out on Twitter. At Spread Investors. Spread, always a pleasure. Let's get some winning going. Let's have a big week. We will chat next Friday, all right, my man?
Absolutely, my friend.
Good stuff there from James Alberino.